All right, guys, so tonight is Wednesday night, and we are going through our evangelism study. And tonight, we are going to discuss what is evangelism? What does it mean to share the good news of Jesus Christ? What is that? How can we identify it? And so, to give a simple definition, evangelism is sharing the gospel message as revealed by God. And so that's one of the first things that we have to understand as Christians is that even though we bear the message, this is a message directly from God. And in Galatians, Paul gives us this where he says, "For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel, for I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ." So Galatians chapter 1 offers all kinds of different deep studies needed to understand what Paul is saying, especially with the history of Paul and what he was going through and where he was at and what he was doing. But the key point to know is that whether it was one of the original disciples, whether it's Paul, this message that we give originates from God. And so, for us to really understand how it works, we have to understand that it isn't us that converts people, it is God. And so, though humans may proclaim the gospel, the power, authority, and origin are strictly from God. And our job is strictly the message. God is the one who converts people. And so that takes a little bit of pressure off of us. And some when we're sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, a lot of us can get hung up on how we're doing it. And we'll go over a little bit what are the key elements to the gospel, to evangelism. But first and foremost, we must know it is the Holy Spirit in the hearts of people that converts them. We give them the message through obedience, but do not feel like your shortcomings, unless they are sin or sexual immorality or something like that, do not feel like your shortcomings as an individual prevent you from sharing the gospel, even your knowledge. If you have the basics of the gospel, you are capable of sharing it. And so the first principle we must understand of sharing the gospel is that the gospel message centers on Jesus Christ. And so we got to remember, love is not the focus, charity is not the focus, and paradise is not the focus. And this is kind of, some people may give me some flack for saying this, especially that first one, love is not the focus. But remember, it is God's love specifically that we are sharing, not love in general. It's God's charity that we're sharing, not charity in general. And it is a paradise that is hoped for, not a paradise that will be revealed on this earth. And it's a paradise created by God. And so, though all these things are important elements of the gospel, the work of Jesus Christ is the focus. He has to be the center. It is his love we are trying to show and share. And this gets hung up because you see, like I saw something on social media where it's, I'm not going to get caught up in doctrine or theology or any of these other things. I'm going to get caught up in love, which is a noble message, but love in and of itself does not share the gospel. It is the love of Jesus Christ in which the gospel is revealed. And evangelism is the announcement of God's kingdom. And in Acts 28, we see Paul was proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. And we got to remember that Jesus is the introduction, the establishment, and the fulfillment of God's kingdom. And so when we're sharing the gospel, we are introducing people to God's kingdom. And when we bring them into the fold and into the church through the gospel, we are establishing and further spreading God's kingdom. and that ultimately Jesus Christ will return and totally fulfill the kingdom that he has established. And evangelism is also the means by which God's promises are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And here in Luke we see, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And so when we look at the gospel, a lot of times many amazing things are accompanied by the gospel. We may see healing. We may see freedom from addiction or freedom from oppression. We may see all kinds of miraculous things, but those things are only available through the gospel. And it is the gospel that brings the individual in tune and in line with the promises of God, at least the good promises. There are promises for those who don't accept the gospel, and those people that will spend eternity in separation from God. That's a promise given. But it is the gospel that brings us in tune with the promises in which his word proclaims. And so when we look at evangelism, there are many different ways to approach evangelism, but here are the key elements that any gospel message must contain. And first and foremost, it's the proclamation of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. And Paul says in Corinthians, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures." And so there is no evangelism or gospel message without the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why? Because that is the, I guess you would say, how of the gospel. How is this good news? Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and was risen or rose again. And so that is the gospel message in its most basic form. People have to understand that element before they can accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But also, the gospel is the announcement of God's salvation. "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." But the gospel is the announcement of God's salvation. Why did Jesus Christ die on the cross? So that we could have peace with God. And that's why we got to ask ourselves, why did Jesus die? And when we answer that question, we find out the why of the gospel. He died so that he could have a relationship with us. And so again, that's another element that is necessary for us to communicate. So first we have to communicate what was done. Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again. Then we have to communicate why it was done, so that he can spend eternity with us. He can enter us into the family of God, have us be adopted sons, have us be brothers and sisters with Jesus, have us be that temple of God. And then the gospel message should have a call to repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And so gospel, this is the anticipated response to the gospel. This is what we're going for. We want to see people accept this message, and then from there on out, lead a new life. And so repentance of sins is a necessary portion of the message, because that is our response. That's how we know we took it seriously. Did we repent? Did we serve him as our Lord and Savior? is the person we're talking to when they accepted this gospel? Did they repent? Did they lead to a new life? Now, this isn't a works-based idea. We're not asking to be hyper-vigilant or over-evaluated of individuals when we're preaching the gospel and who accept it. But it is the anticipated response to the gospel. If someone has accepted the gospel, there will be repentance. And finally, the gospel is the announcement of peace with God. And in Acts it says, as for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, and that he is Lord of all. Jesus Christ brings us peace with God. And this is the final result of the gospel. So we start off with what happened. Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again. Why did he do this? So that we can spend eternity with him. We can have peace with him. But then we also have to remember that repentance is a natural response to the gospel. And then the result of the gospel for us as individuals is peace with God. So again, we can get in to healing, freedom, and blessings, but the ultimate reward that we receive and we should be satisfied with is the fact that we have peace with God. And so to finish up, if you're thinking about sharing the gospel and you want to get better at evangelism, first you have to understand what evangelism means. And one thing is identifying what it doesn't mean. Volunteering at a food bank is awesome, but it's not evangelism. Giving money to the poor is awesome, and it's a biblical thing to do, but it is not evangelism. We can do various things to help people out, to show God's love, but ultimately evangelism is sharing by and through your mouth what God has done, what he expects them, how he expects them to respond, and what were the benefits of this act of Jesus Christ when he died on the cross and rose again. And so if you need help understanding whether or not your goal or your role in life is evangelism, then Matthew 28, 18 through 20, the Great Commission, is a good place to start. This is the mission of the church. Every church who has one of those cool mission and vision statements, and even we have a vision statement, but the mission statement should be found here. The goal is to go out into all the world preaching and teaching the works of Jesus Christ, baptizing everyone in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit who accepts. And then to remember that when we're doing that, he is with us even to the end of the age. And then you personally should develop a short-term evangelism goal. Do you plan on sharing the gospel with anyone? Do you have anyone you can share the gospel with? I guarantee you the answer is yes. And I was talking to a friend the other day, and we were discussing how he works all the time. And it was a simple question, but when's the last time he started inviting this person that he worked with to pray with him? Just to open that door to share the gospel. When's the last time he shared the gospel with them? And so all of us have someone we can share the gospel with. We know someone who needs it. The problem is are we going to get over ourselves and be willing to share that message? Part of that is understanding that this is God's message, and that if you have the elements of Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, 3 days later he rose again and ascended up into heaven and sent down the Holy Spirit to guide us, he did this so that we can have peace with God and be adopted into his family, and all you have to do is accept him as your Lord and Savior, repent of your sins, and you will be saved. It's that easy. It's that simple of a message. The problem is we pack too much baggage onto it. We think, oh, this person isn't going to trust me. This person isn't going to listen to me. This person's going to be turned off by what I got to say. That isn't our concern, because remember, it is God's message that we're sharing. So that's all I got for you tonight. I like to try to make Wednesday nights between 15, 20 minutes, and we're hitting right at the 15-minute mark now, so it looks like I did good tonight. That being said, I look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday. But more importantly, find someone that needs to hear the gospel. Trust that you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, and be willing to share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone in your life. You guys have a good night, and God bless.